We're at United High School to congratulate the FM 95 hometown heroes of the winter sports season, the United Boys basketball team. Ironically enough, the Red Storm voted hometown heroes back in January during a storm. The week that they were nominated, we had that nasty snowstorm blowing and drifting snow and an Arctic cold following that and canceling school for most of that week. But that storm did not stop Red Storm fans from getting the votes in and supporting their team for hometown heroes of the week. And from the 10 high school teams that won hometown heroes throughout the season, it was the United Boys basketball team drawn as our season-ending grand prize winners. So on behalf of Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical in Monmouth, Martin, your local John Deere dealer, and the Regional Office of Education, who presented the team with a Hometown Heroes trophy and a $1,000 check for their athletic department. And our congratulations again, Hometown Heroes of the Season, United Red Storm Boys Basketball Team. Let's meet the Red Storm.
Hunter Hall, senior guard.
Derek Sargent, senior guard.
Trent Raymond, junior forward.
Landon Burns, senior forward.
Kenneth Higby, junior forward.
Nolan Jenks, sophomore forward.
Ian Leffler, sophomore forward.
Ellie Copeland, junior guard.
Zeke Clark, junior guard.
Calton Ryan, sophomore guard.
Chance Stewart, freshman guard.
Chloe, United, what's it, balls?
Head coach of the United Boys basketball team is Jason Lancaster. Well, based solely on the Hometown Heroes voting, you've got amazing school spirit and community support for the boys basketball program here at United.
Yeah, the United fans always come out to support in droves. This year, every home game, the place was packed. And pretty much since I've been here at United, at every sporting event, there's lots and lots of people that come out and support us.
That's awesome. How long have you been with the boys basketball program here?
This is my first year here.
Your first year?
Yes.
And how was the first year?
It was fun and exciting. I got to coach these guys at the junior high before I got the job here, so it's my second go around with them. But yeah, it was an exciting year getting to do the varsity program, and you know, I hope for more success in following years.
And it's cool to be able to coach them at a young age and then continue on with them. That doesn't happen very often, it seems like.
Yeah, the relationships that we built as at the junior high, it's an easy transition, and so no, it was good to be able to have a second go around with them.
Looking at the schedule in this past season, you had an incredible 12-game win streak there before Christmas break, and then Christmas break happened and some challenging times.
Yeah, the schedule got a little bit harder in the second half, but yeah, we lost a lot of momentum at Christmas break, and we played a lot of close games in the second half, but yeah, we never quite got it back. And so yeah, it's kind of a tale of two seasons. Ended 16-16 on the year, and but you know, there's a lot of good things that come from it.
Yeah. Momentum to carry on to next season. Do you have a lot of seniors that will be leaving?
We have four seniors: Hunter Hall, Derek Sargent, Carson Horner, and Landon Burns. They're all four big parts of this team, and they'll all be missed greatly.
Well, $1,000 comes with the Hometown Heroes of the Season. Have you guys had any plans or discussions yet on what that $1,000 might go towards?
I haven't thought about, I've thought about what I'd like, but I haven't.
You've spent it like seven different ways already.
Yeah, we haven't, you know, finalized anything yet, but that's a big boost to our basketball program, and so we'll find something good for the kids.
Well, Coach, best wishes for continued success with the United Boys basketball program, and congratulations on winning FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Season.
Thank you very much.